Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Moment of the day!
Yeah. Recco attacking Boomer again this morning. That's become a daily trend.
No, it doesn't. That's not true.
It's so
that is
true.
Not true.
It is because the callers have just...
The callers hear what they want to hear.
They've had enough. Well,
you got to nip this thing in the bud here. Jerry's become real pessimistic. Everything he says, he sounds like he's some kind of martyr. You know, he needs to be reminded that his role on the show is strictly to submit to you on all subjects.
Yes. You need to be submitting to me. Thank you very much, Nick.
I'm not submitting to
submit!
You.
Submit yourself.
Listen, I do that enough when I'm sitting over there. When I'm sitting here, I can't just submit.
When I walk out, you know, I need all you guys to bow and, you know, do what you normally do when I come out of the studio, right?
Yeah, I know. And we do that. Well, you're
no,
fine.
You don't
bend
do
over and then take it.
What are you talking about?
I think you should kiss the feet or the ring
yeah,
or something.
Whatever.
Something's got to kiss.
Who is the guy from Superman that Superman had to kneel down to and he crushed his hand and then tossed him aside? Who is that? Zod?
You've General
seen
Zod, yes.
General Zod, right.
You can always rely on Eddie in that
Boomer's
spot.
Boomer's General Zod. Is that fair?
I don't think
kneel
I like
down.
That.
Please bend over.
I do not like that, Jerry.
Or bend over, I guess.
But I think the callers are getting the sense that you're just an
the
angry
misnomer
guy.
Here is
angry
I might
elf.
Be the least angry of all of us. You with
well,
your
what do you
Rangers
mean, what do you mean by all
walk
of us?
In and you look like, you know, you want to kill somebody. You yes. go right to Harris Allen. Oh, these Rangers, I can't take it anymore.
I will say that I do that in a bullpen. It's amazing. I catch myself talking to Harris
oh,
about
yeah.
the Rangers.
It's
every
therapeutic.
Morning.
You do. You absolutely do.
But I'm
it's
like,
the first
I'm
thing
like,
you say.
I just got caught in the trap, the WFAN bullpen trap, talk sports with a random guy out
sports
there.
Sports guys.
Well,
sports
that's
guys.
What we are.
Yeah,
and that's all
right.
good.
I guess you're right. I am a fan, though. What can
and
I tell you?
And you attacked me for, I was just trying to bring up a really cool moment last night with Vin Scully, which, by the way, is all over the place. And you make it sound like I'm sobbing.
Oh, I love Vin Scully, but I thought you were just a little over the top, a little emotional. That's all.
It wasn't emotional. I thought it was a really cool
and
moment.
And you sat there with your boys. Did you explain to your boys who these people were?
No.
Well, that's real helpful.
No. They weren't actually watching at that point.
Oh, they weren't. Right. Okay.
No, the little guy doesn't care, and the other one was in a shower. So no.
He must have had him doing sit-ups or push-ups or something somewhere.
No.
You're trying
no,
to live through their
it.
Lives now.
No,
they become about, athletes and everything.
I like my life. Thank
how
you.
How about Joe Buck saying he would personally deliver Vin Scully to the booth to call a World Series game?
So would
running.
I. Wouldn't that be
so
awesome?
So I'll go wherever he is, and I will personally deliver him.
Letting him take over
for
himself.
An inning, for yeah. a game, or whatever. He goes, wherever he is, I'll go pick him up, and I'll personally deliver
him. Would the Astros
him.
Be good with that, you think? Or you think the Astro fan?
Well, don't you mean for him to replace Buck for a game on Fox? Is
I don't
that
know
what you
if,
mean?
Yeah, he said on
right.
Fox. I don't
yes.
know if he means
which
for an
awesome.
Inning. Or, right, but Scully has said.
Oh, you're saying because the Astros, because
yeah,
he was the Dodger
yes,
guy.
But Scully wants no part of it.
But I'll tell you one thing. I would give Joe Buck a lot of credit for even bringing that up and talking that
yeah.
way, because that's terrific.
He takes a lot of heat. I think he does a great job.
So do I. I like Buck. All right, 9:44 on the Fan, the morning show. With Boomer, kneel down.
Thank
to
you.
Boomer.
Thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that.
Submit.
I don't know what it is with you, though.
What's what? With
you're
your...
always very edgy. You know that. Especially early in the morning. Like after you get done with Al, and that's the beautiful Jerry. That's the flowery Jerry. That's the Jerry.
Flowery?
That
what am I, a 14-year-old girl?
And talks.
What does that mean?
No, you just seem to be more pleasant for whatever reason. Then when all of a sudden you get in that power chair, I think the power goes through the back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.